2003, a retrospective. I thought I would start today with doing a little quiz, okay? So Sophie's going to help me. She's really good at this because I can't count, but she can, okay? So we're going to split the church into two teams. So there's going to be the team on my right. What would you like to call yourselves, Caitlin? No pressure. The right team. Does that make you guys the wrong team? Okay, you're the alphas. Okay, you can be the alphas. How about you guys go the amigas, eh? Just to say, no, we'll stick with your name, the right team. So, Omo, which team should we start with? The right team or the... What, we're going to start with the right team. Omo's sitting on that side. That's maybe a bit biased. So, just some pictures from 2023. I'm going to zoom in on the picture, and you tell me if you know what it is, okay? You know, you're free to just shout out. You don't need to stick hands up. It's not school, okay? So what do you think this is? Any guesses? Pardon? It is a flower. Do you know which kind it is? Anybody know? A what? A thistle. It's not a thistle. It's not a thistle. I'll give you a point for getting it's a flower. It is actually an allium. Sorry, no bonus points today. I just get too confused with bonus points, okay? Sophie's keeping the score, okay? So well done, Sophie. Thank you for that. You should know it's in our back garden. Okay. So moving over to the alphas. This is your one. Any ideas what this is? Alphas. It is. Well done, Elsie. And it's in an old door down at Alnwick Castle. There you go. Okay. Back over to the right team. Any ideas what this is? It's not a door hinge. I'll give you one last guess because it's Christmas and I'm just feeling generous. No, it's not a windowy thing. It's not a sword. It is actually an axe. Did you say that? Okay, you need to be more confident. Speak out loudly. Okay. Okay, back over to the alphas. What do you think this is? Any guesses? Sorry? You're close, but no coconut. Bullets, I'll give you that, okay? It is actually musket balls, well done. Also at Alnwick Castle, three guesses where I went in my summer holidays. Okay, back over to this side, any guesses? It is a car. What? It's not the abandoned car in the forest, but a really good guess. That the Queen goes on to, no. I'll give you car. I'll give you. It's not a carriage. It's actually a Suzuki SJ413, okay? That was the answer I was looking for, okay? But I'll give you a point anyway because you got car, okay? So well done. Okay, back to the alphas. This is your one. The last picture. I'm going to take Josh's answer. Though technically, I think he's probably not allowed to. It is actually a red squirrel. Because he knows what it is. Because it's on the screen. Okay, I'll give you anyway. So point to this team, okay? So looking over 2023, events that happened. So we're back to this side. The first question goes to you. And here is the question. Jangsy me, I can have it. This is like being at the opticians. Sorry, I'll need to go to my notes for this, okay? What was crowned Song of the Year at the 2023 Brit Awards? Any guesses? Nobody watched the Brit Awards this year. Okay. It's not, but good guess, okay? I'll give you the answer. Harry Styles, as it was. Okay, so over to this side. This is your question. Which singer was carried by the audience after he lost his voice at Glastonbury? Well done, Elsie. It's Lewis Capaldi.
They got the easy ones.
Oh, yes, you did. Okay, back over to this side. What is the title of the book released by Prince Harry? Correct, Spare. Well done. Yes. Can I be controversial? Are we online? We're online. Welcome to those online. Sorry, I forgot. I actually saw a funny video where somebody was cutting up that book in a bandsaw and making a bin out of it. Did you see that video? Anyway, sorry, Harry. Okay. Back over to the Alphas, okay? Which legendary singer died aged 83? You know that, but it's this side. Any ideas? Tina Turner. I don't know who said that, but it was Tina. Was that Derek? Well done, Derek. Tina Turner is the correct answer. Back over to the right team. Okay. What landmark event took place in London on May the 6th this year? The coronation of King Charles III and Queen Camilla. No more controversy. Back over to this side, okay? Which city introduced a tourist tax in 2023? Not Edinburgh. Good guess. Not London. I'll give you one last guess. Not Venice. A UK city is actually Manchester. There you go. Back over to this side. Who succeeded Nicola Sturgeon as the First Minister? Hamza Yousaf. Well done. So you said these guys were getting all the easy questions, eh? You should have waited. Okay, back over to this side, last question. Who won TV Presenter of the Year at the 2023 National Television Awards? Well done, Sarah, it was Ant and Dec. That's why there's a wee S there. It was, in fact, Ant and Dec. Just some of the things which happened over the last year. I know from speaking to so many in our church, last year was a challenging year for many people. And, you know, it's been a challenging year for so many people. So many things happened in this last year. And it's been a challenge for many people. And, we want to acknowledge that as well, that it has been a challenge. And we've had losses and we've had to support people through difficult times. It has been a challenge. And, you know, sometimes for me, it's like, Lord, what do I speak on this week or for this little series? And, I've spent a wee bit of time, just a little bit of time preparing for messages on a Sunday. I actually should tally up how much time it takes to spend that I spend preparing for Sunday messages. And I started off this year, I don't know if you remember me saying this, I started off this year by saying we need to go deeper in the Word, depend more on the Spirit, and develop our prayer life. And as I was thinking about what I would say today, I thought I need to emphasize this same point again, because I think as we go into another year, I feel God is saying the same thing to us. We need to go deeper in the Word. We need to depend more on the Holy Spirit, and we need to develop our prayer life. And I don't know if you noticed this. I highlighted something slightly differently for today. The words we and the word our. The word we and the word our. It's not about you need to go deeper. It's about we need to go deeper. We need to depend more, and we need to develop our prayer life as a church. You know, we meet weekly to pray, twice a week to pray. And we need to grasp what God is saying in these times. We need to do this. I really feel so strongly about it. And I shared a number of things over the course of the year. I prayed that God would give us keys. Do you remember that? Right at the start of the year, that God would give us keys. And I felt God was going to give us keys. Keys that would unlock the things in the nation, and I think pastor's prayer has been such a major part of that. Things that would unlock things in our community, and also things in our church which have been closed off and locked to us for many years. And it's as we pray into those things that God will do what he said he's going to do. But we'll reflect on that a wee bit more in a moment. We thought about Easter. We had three messages leading up to Easter. The person, work of the Holy Spirit, we had seven messages on that after Easter leading up to Pentecost. Do you remember that? Please somebody say yes. Okay. We thought about values, the type of values we should have as Christians. We reflected on some of the Psalms. And just recently, we thought about beliefs and behaviours, springboarding out of the book of Ephesians, which if you read Ephesians, the first three chapters are all kind of about who God is and the church and theology. But the second three are about how we put that into practice as Christians. You know, we can say, I exalt thee in a song, but unless we exalt him in our lives and what we think and what we say and what we do, then there's incongruity, there's something doesn't match. We need to be those whole people. And we thought about Christmas as well, just in the last few weeks. We've had a number of speakers in the church over the course of the year. Sam's has spoke three times in church. Angela has spoke twice. Jeanette spoke twice. We've had Peter Hall coming to speak. David Meldrum, Stephen Maguire came along at our encounter evening on the Tuesday and spoke. Jamie Tong, Alan Ross, Ian Hodgson, Ray Stokes, Ron and Joanna Domingo. We've had lots of people coming into the life of the church to speak and to share and to broaden our thinking. There's been other things on the go as well, things AOG related. We are part of a hub and we look after a small group of ministers and we kind of come together to pray and to support each other. I've been part of a church health program pilot scheme as well. We've had area days in Aberdeen and Cumbernauld. An equipping day, we had to travel all the way down to Chesterfield, and there was things which came out of that equipping day which at some point this year I'm going to share in the life of the church because they're really important. Even just in the last few days, talking to people in the church about the things that we're struggling with, the things that are part of our society these days that have become normalised, and we are wondering, how do we respond to some of these things as Christians? And we had an amazing day at Chesterfield. And the output from that, we're going to share in church. It's a five-session course that we're going to share in the life of the church. So we'll say more about that. We've been at conference. We've been at Young Lions. We've been at Missions Conference. There's been lots of Assemblies of God activity that we've been part of. We've been praying weekly in our prayer groups, Monday. And on a Tuesday in the evening, we've been praying. It's part of the routine of the church. We've hosted the World Day of Prayer this year. We've had encounter evenings, and Bobby has become our prayer champion. And Bobby, you've been doing an amazing job. I want to encourage you in that. I am really encouraged every time you lead the prayer for prodigals. And I'm blessed because you bring a different insight. Yes. So you do an amazing job. There's lots of things which happen in church life in the background which probably nobody ever sees. And just some of the things practically that have been done over this year. So there have been things like drains which have been fixed, roof flashings, electrical work, outside lights, boiler replaced, new smoke detectors, an electrical smart meter, the gents' toilet, new mics, new door handles, replacing broken lights, fixing the gas box door twice. Because people like to kick it in for some reason. There's been plastering work, there's been improvements in the creche, and there have been repairs to some of the blinds. Here's some of the pictures of the work that's been done in the church over the course of the year. Just, have you ever seen that before? The floor underneath the carpet? I don't know if I can go back to that. Look at that. Somebody was digging big holes in the church floor, and he's just escaped out the building. He knew I was going to show that slide. We've had all sorts of little problems that we've had to fix just in relation to the building. Just simple things. I don't know. Have you got an eye? Have you got a critical eye where you see things? I have one of those eyes. I look around and I see things. I see things that need fixed. It's just part of who I am. And there was a problem during the ladies' conference. Now, ladies were allowed to use the gents' toilet on that day. The problem was the gents' toilet wasn't filling up. So one person used it, and then that was at kaput. I'm like, what the heck's wrong with the toilet? So we had to get in below the toilet and find out what was going wrong. And there's two wee valves there that you can see on the screen, and somebody had turned the valves to cut off the water. And you're like, why? Who did that? Treasure Kids on a Wednesday night, probably. So getting the valves sorted, getting the toilet sorted. The toilet looked manky. Boys, it's not your fault. It's because the bolts and the seals were away and it just looked rusty. Okay? So the boys are not mingers, just so that you're aware. Okay? All sorts of things that go on in church life. We replaced our boilers. Hooray! At last, it's taken us 2 years to do this. And that's the old boiler coming out. It's been in the church for 40 years. And it's so heavy, they had to actually split it into five sections. These are cast iron sections sitting in the gas engineer's trailer. And I'm like, how did they ever get that thing in there? It must have weighed a ton. And I'm thinking, I wish I had had my trailer and I could have taken that to that wee place in Linlithgow where you take all the scrap metal. I'd earned a fortune for the church. It weighed a ton. All the little things that go on behind the scenes that nobody sees. We also met and agreed that it was time to end all the COVID measures in church. There's the boiler, the brand spanking new boiler. We've got two of them operating different parts of church. Things that go on that are unseen. When the sound works, nobody thinks about it. Stuart, you're sitting up the back. You know exactly what I'm talking about. When the sound works, nobody thinks about it. Nobody ever thinks to say to Stuart, thanks, that was a good job you did today, Stuart. Why? Because we don't notice, because it's working. It's only when it doesn't work and there's a big squeal or a big pop and everybody turns round and looks at the sound guy and goes, get that sorted. And the sound guy's, I'm trying to. Or the media team up the back and the wrong words come up on the screen and everybody goes, and Lindsay goes, give me a break. Man, I have done sound for other events. I've done media for pastors' events. Believe me, it's stressful, okay? When something goes wrong and everybody turns around and looks at you, they go, and you go, wow, the pressure, okay? So for those who serve in the background, thank you. And there's lots of things that go on that are unseen. There's lots of activities that go on in the life of the church week by week. Here are the sort of main things that happen week by week. We have treasure tots, treasure kids, oxygen, school chaplaincy, young adults, flourish for the ladies, season changers. Let me go back to flourish. We're going to do a men's curry night. It's just coming up. We're going to chat about that in the next week or so. There's a men's curry night coming up. So men, let's get excited about the men's stuff happening in church. Yes! Curry night. But well done to flourish. You've been doing an amazing job, ladies, over the last number of months. Season changers, doing a great job as well. There's the... Oh! Oh, let's just watch the video. This was Courtney took this video 1 week and I was like, I watched it and I was like... See that day? I remember that day. I remember singing that song. And I remember just the presence of God as we sang it. So when I watched that video after it, I was like, oh, I love being part of this church. Really, it's amazing. And before I clicked that button, I should have talked about other things like music, song, sound, media, lighting, camera, hospitality, stewarding, the senior leadership team, prayer, Assemblies of God events, all the things that go on in church life all the time. Can we skip that to the next again slide? Other events which have been happening in church, Treasure Kids movie night, the Civic Week service down at the Academy, the Gala Day, Jump for a Day, the Drum Landrig Challenge, Josh and I cycling 7 miles uphill into a headwind, all to raise money for Tear Fund. And we don't normally talk about what we do because we're online, but on that occasion, the church gave £1,000 to Tear Fund. And between Josh and I, we raised £1,000 as well to Tear Fund. And, you know, that was a significant contribution to that particular event. So, yeah, well done to Josh and I for that. Yeah. Boy, that was hard work. Flourish Conference was packed out here in the church. There was the light party, which was also packed out. And another little video, Christmas Jumper, down at Croft Mallach Primary School. So we counted in, I think there was about 95 either children or their parents or somebody with them, plus 20 team when we all had Christmas dinner together. And they were quite excited about coming along, somebody coming along to that particular event. Who was coming along to that event? A man with a red coat and a big white beard. Who was coming? Santa! I thought you'd be more excited about Santa. Maybe it's just me that's excited about Santa. And then we had our nativity where our kids just told the story of the birth of Jesus. It was amazing. Our carol service, which we had our choir for the first time. We reckon we probably had about 140 people in at the carol service. And then the following week, last week, we had our Christmas Eve service, and we had maybe about 200 people in the church that night. There were people standing. There were people sitting over here. It was incredible. And just to encourage the team, the development in music has been great. Sarah, you've done an amazing job. Our worship team led worship at a ladies' conference also in Edinburgh, Bridge Family Church. Also at the ladies' conference, we attended a conference at King's Church in Aberdeen. Sarah's been bringing on younger musicians. It was great to see the brass for the first time in church, a choir for the first time, and we also helped, a number of us helped Gracie, I don't think she's here today, with an event in Livingston called Love Came Down at Christmas, and it was amazing. All amazing things, some of them unseen, some of them seen, all going on in the background. Just as we think about the year that's coming up, there's one other thing I was going to say. Let me just find out where I am in my presentation. All right. Yeah, here I am. I'm in line with my notes. One of the other things that happened this year was that Anne Fisher joined our senior leadership team. And Anne has brought a great contribution to the church, to the senior leadership team. And thank you for that, Anne. Top of the class. And Anne is also our missions champion. And yeah, just as we think about mission, it's not just about what we do overseas and abroad, it's what we do here. Everything is mission, right? Mission is looking out. Ministry is what we do in order to grow as Christians. So mission is looking out, and as I think about that, just some of the things that we want to look into for this coming year, there's some practical things that we're going to do. So the sound and media is all going to be relocated. There'll be a new station at the back, and that's going to be happening really soon, and all the sound and media coming together and getting that organised. The other thing, and I talked about this, well, I didn't talk about this earlier, is leadership development. This has been in my heart for a long time. And one of the things that we need to get a grasp of in church life is about developing leaders, not just developing the existing leaders, but developing the next generation of leaders coming up. And so there's lots of things that go on in church life where we can grow and develop, but we want to start a training program for developing leaders, and that's going to be starting this year. We also want to develop the teams in the church, the existing teams, and new teams that don't exist. So my dream would be that when we do the next Flourish conference, that there are a number of teams which will take responsibility for different areas so that that will happen. And the next time the ladies' conference happens, I think, how about us boys help the ladies with our conference, okay? So how about the boys do all the kitchen stuff, the washing up, the hoovering, the setting the tables, and blah, 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 blah. We could do that, couldn't we? Boys, I'm looking for more enthusiasm. We could do that, couldn't we? Yes. And on the men's curry night, guess what? The ladies could come and help the guys on the men's curry night. Does that sound like a good idea? So there are lots of things that we want to develop in the life of the church, teams that are able to serve. And I really feel that God wants to use our church to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. And one of the ways that we're going to do that is by having teams that can run these types of events. And we can put on events that will help other leaders and other churches and other Christians in their journey. The other thing that we're going to do this year is we're going to change the name of the church. Okay. I talked about this a while ago. Now, we've been so busy coming out of COVID, recovering, building teams, running on small teams, and kind of running out of energy sometimes. And this has been an aspiration for a couple of years now, but we've just not had the time to put it into practice. This year, we're changing the church name, okay? Dun, 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 dun. It's exciting. That's going to happen this year. We want to develop our outreach programs. There's a lot of things that happen in the life of the church which are missional, but we want to develop that further. We're also going to research a missions trip for this year. And we're also going to refurbish some of the rooms that are in the church. So I said earlier on, I've got a critical eye, okay? I go around the rooms in the church and I go, oh, wow, we need to do this and this and this and this and this. We can only do that if we do it together. And there's lots of areas that we want to refurbish in the church. I said this at a prayer meeting just before we broke up for Christmas. I believe 2024 is going to be a significant year for the church. For the church, but for this church. This church as well. And Jeanette's going to come up because it was interesting that Jeanette actually had shared a similar thing just the day before on the Monday prayer. So Jeanette, if you could maybe just come up and share that as well. It's a long way from the back of the church, isn't it?
Some significance happened today. I've got a phone instead of notes. That's a huge step for me. That's a huge step for me. Yeah, when Stevie said that at the prayer meeting that night, you know that when something resonates with you, you've just given, and my heart just leapt when he said that. And Mary and Stevie were out visiting me before Christmas, and I'd said to Stevie about that word. And I had said something very similar the day before in the Bible study, that I felt there was change coming and it was going to be significant change, not just for our church, but the church. And I felt that this coming year is going to be significant. And Stevie's put that word in quite a lot. And as I was praying about it, I was trying to think, well, what is it the Lord's significantly saying for our church? So I started praying on that this week, and I went out walking on Friday. I find when I go out walking, I'm away from all distractions, and I pray all the way around my walk. And what I felt the Lord saying, because one of the verses, in fact, the verse Stevie said is, "Behold, I do a new thing, do you not perceive it?" And, you know, to perceive something, you have to see it. You have to have your eyes open to see it. And that's what I felt the Lord is saying to our church, that this coming year, we really need to open our spiritual eyes to see. And we really need to open our spiritual ears to hear. I mean, I believe in this past year, we've seen glimpses of the new thing that God's doing. But I feel in this coming year, we're going to see more than a glimpse. We're going to see significant things happen. And I was praying for Flourish. Stevie mentioned Flourish. And over the past year, since we started up again, we've seen glimpses of what the Lord's going to do in our Bible study, our women's conference, which was amazing. But that's the tip of the iceberg, I think. We're going to see this coming year is going to be significant for the ministries and the church as well. And, you know, old as I'm getting, it never ceases to amaze me when you get a word from the Lord. You know, you want it confirmed. And yesterday, when I opened up one of my scripture readings, I have to change my phone. Here we go. The prayer that started with a prayer, and it said this: "Loving Father, please help me to be still. I open my ears to hear you now." And that's what the God's been giving me every day this past week. Open my ears to really hear what you're saying and quietly prepare my heart for all that is in store in the new year. And then it said at the bottom, now Henry Nguyen, and anybody that does lecture, they'll recognise what I'm saying here. Henry Nguyen, who was a Catholic priest and a professor of theology, he wrote this: "Imagine that we could walk through the new year always listening to a voice." And here we go again. Listen, we need to hear God's voice. "Listening to a voice saying to us, I have a gift for you and I can't wait for you to see it." We need to see what God's doing. We need to be aware. We need to be alert. And when I was praying this morning, there's a verse in Ephesians, and it starts by saying, "Awake, thou that sleepest." What's the first thing you do when you awake? You open your eyes. And that's the thing that I believe the Lord's saying to us. Remember not the former things. That's past. We're looking to a new thing this coming year, and it's going to be significant. So we need to keep alert, we need to keep listening, keep watching and looking. Fix our eyes on Jesus. The world has many distractions and a lot more now than ever before. And we can be fearful, we can be saying, but God is calling us to take our eyes away from that, to focus our eyes on him, to see what he's doing and what he's going to do. I'm excited. I'm really excited, actually, for what God's going to be doing, because it is going to be significant, not just for our church, but for the church. Thank you.
So I'm almost finished. Just to remind us, we need to go deeper in the Word, depend more on the Holy Spirit, and develop our prayer life. It's a corporate thing. And in my studies over the last few weeks, what I've been seeing more and more, because I'm back in the book of Ephesians, we referenced that beliefs and behaviours. We referenced Ephesians. I've actually been studying Ephesians. And what's really stood out to me is that it's not about you and I, it's about us. Does that make sense? It's a collective thing. We can't do this on our own. This Christian life, we can't do it on our own. We're not called to live in isolation. We're called to live in community. And this church is a community. Billy and Hazel here today, you have a church which you run, a small community of believers that's there for a reason and for a purpose. And I believe God's going to do some new things in your fellowship as well. And keep pressing into it. Keep believing. Don't become discouraged. At the right time, you'll reap a harvest if you don't give up. So keep pressing in and pressing on. And my prayer really for the church, and this is what I'm going to finish with today, is really the prayer that Paul prays in the first chapter of the book of Ephesians. And he says this as he writes to the church, I have not stopped giving thanks, making remembrance on behalf of you all in my prayers. You maybe heard, some people have heard me saying there's no plural for the word you, okay? Just as a wee grammatical thing, Robert is smiling already. Use, Y-O-U-S, is not the plural of you, okay? The only time you use the word use is when it's spelled U-S-E, okay? Use, when you use something, okay? You all is the plural of you. And when Paul is talking, he is talking to everyone. He's talking to the church. Making remembrance on behalf of you all in my prayers, in order that the God of our Lord Jesus, Messiah, the Father of glory, would... One, give you all a spirit of wisdom and revelation in order to know him. The eyes of you all's heart having been illuminated so that you all would know what is the hope of his calling. That's what you're saying, Jeanette. That our eyes would be open, that God would give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Us together, okay? Collectively, the church would have a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Why? So that we can begin to comprehend how massive God is and what he has done for us and the fact that he has called us into fellowship, into working with him to see his plans come to be, to see heaven come to earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. To see heaven come to earth in our families, in our communities, in our churches, to see God come. Secondly, he's praying this. What is the riches of the glory of his inheritance among the holy ones, among the saints? Plural again. We need to grasp what we have in God and who we are in God. Our sense of identity is in him, not just individually, but corporately, who the church is in God, and to grasp just how deep, how rich the blessing that we have, and how rich and blessing the inheritance we have in Christ. And thirdly and lastly, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power towards you all who trust? I've used that word a number of times over the last few months, to those who trust. Trust is not a noun. Trust is a verb. You didn't come to church today to get a grammar lesson, did you? But you're getting one anyway. Trust is a verb. It's something that we do. We trust God. When we trust, we're putting something into practice. We're putting our faith into action, and that's trust. In accordance with the working of the power of his might, it's God who's working in us. Yes, we need to take responsibility for ourselves, our individual self, but we also need to take responsibility for the community. Each of us has a part to play in the community, and more will be shared about that over the next few weeks, I'm sure. We have a responsibility, not only to ourselves, but to one another. And I believe God wants to build this church and build the church. And so as we draw things to a close today, I trust that you've heard some things today which have encouraged you. We've had a bit of a laugh. I want to say thank you to everyone who leads in any way. I've not mentioned everyone by name, okay? But there are people who lead and people who serve and people who do things on a regular basis. And I want to say thank you to you for all the things that you've done over the course of this year, serving in different ways. Some of those things have been unseen. But here's the reality. God sees everything. God sees it all. And there will be a reward for everyone, okay? We're all going to receive our inheritance in the kingdom. And it's a now but not yet type of scenario. God's doing things and we perceive things now, but there's more to come. So let's just bow our heads as we finish our time together today. And Father, we just come to you. Lord, we recognize that none of what we've talked about today, none of the dreams and visions and aspirations that we have in our hearts can even come unless you live within us. And so, Father, we thank you for your life. We thank you that Jesus came, that we might have life in all its fullness. The Word became flesh. Father, we thought about that on Christmas Eve as we thought about the incarnation. The Word became flesh. Jesus came and lived amongst us. Heaven came to earth. Heaven was manifest on earth. And Lord, we pray that Jesus would come and live in us afresh. May we surrender our lives fully to you. And may we exalt you, not just in the things that we say, but the things that we do. Not just in our songs, but in our whole lives. And Father, we just pray that you'd help us not to be bogged down by the past. And I just want to remind us of that word that came from Brian through the interpretation, not to get bogged down by the past. This is a new day. God's doing a new thing. And I encourage you to put your trust and your faith in Jesus. And so, Father, we give ourselves to you today. We give ourselves to you. And maybe there are people in here today and you've never given your heart to Jesus. Maybe you've never surrendered your life to Jesus. Do you know, it's a simple prayer. And God is just a prayer away. And he invites you to pray that prayer and to surrender your life to him. I'm going to read just a little prayer. And you can pray this into yourself today. It's a simple little prayer. If you've never invited Jesus into your heart, maybe you're in the building today, maybe you're online joining us, and just you can repeat this prayer to yourself and say amen at the end. And if you do so, come and tell somebody, come and tell me that you've prayed this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe Jesus Christ is your son. I believe that he died for my sin and that you raised him to life. I want to trust him as my Savior and follow him as Lord from this day forward. Guide my life and help me to do your will. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. And Father, we just pray over every soul that prays that prayer, whether in here or online. Father, we pray, bring new life. Father, may there be freedom from past things, things which would bind us. And may we walk in the fullness that you have for us. May we walk in the life of Jesus. So bless us as we go. Bless this day. Father, we pray as we enjoy time with friends and family, as we approach the new year. Father, may we know your presence in such a special way. Lord, for everyone who needs a touch, a physical healing touch in their bodies, Lord, we pray that you'd come in Jesus' name and by your power, and that you'd bring healing into bodies. Lord, lead us into all that you have for us. Lord, let none of us be left behind. Let us keep in step with the Spirit. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Amen. Lord bless you. Have a great day and enjoy the week, whatever you end up doing this week.